Thank you for calling customer support. Bernadette speaking. How may I help you?
My name is Donna Cresson.
Okay.
All right. I put in a request for products, and my credit card declined it, and I called to find out why. And after talking with them, I want to cancel the transaction, and I don't want any subscriptions or anything like that. I just want to cancel the whole thing.
So you did get it to take? You said first. You said no, you didn't get it to take, or you did?
No, it declined it, and it did not take it. But I called the credit card company, and they said I should call you back and cancel the charge if I don't want it, which I do not want it.
Okay, but, ma'am, you realize you're asking me to cancel a charge you said it did not take, right?
Well, no, but they said you had my credit card number, so...
No, I don't have... No, sir, that's... No, ma'am, that's not correct. I don't have your credit card number.
Well, I put it in there, and she said you all still would have access to it.
No, ma'am, I don't have access to a credit card. I'm in a call center, ma'am. I handle transactions after they've been done. At the most, we probably have the last four digits or maybe the first six, but we don't have your entire card number.
Yeah, you do, but because I put it in there.
I said we do not have your card number, ma'am.
I know you said that, but I know I put it in, so...
But
it's
you didn't
possible.
Put it in where you're calling to. You're calling a call center. We handle calls after the transaction's been made. If you said your card was declined, I don't have an account for you. What's your zip code? I can see if one actually went through for you.
40228.
What's your name, ma'am?
Donna Cresson.
Ms. Cresson, I see here. That you attempted to use the Visa card ending in 9885.
Correct.
And the. See here, the chart itself. This is on 12/16 at 11/25. Let's see what else it did. That was a $6.95 was the attempt. That was going to be for shipping and handling for a product. That is
correct.
But it didn't, is the status is not active. So
okay. Can you delete my card number?
No, ma'am, I can't delete anything.
Can you give me a cancellation number?
I can give you this number here that were you, but I don't see where it was actually charged.
Okay. Well, if you could give me whatever number you have,
Hold on, I'm just trying to see what exactly the status is. Excuse me. Okay, declined. I see that. But the order number to this declined, so it didn't take. It didn't go. So C as in Charlie, 26333-5220.
Let me repeat this back, if you don't mind. C, like in Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
26. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was so static there. C26333520.
5220.
Five. There's two fives in there. Is that correct?
No, ma'am. There's two fives. There's two twos. 5220.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
No worries.
Well, let me repeat it again, if you don't mind. C 26333520.
That's correct.
Okay. And what kind of number is that? Is that
that's
an order number? Or
that's
something?
The order ID to this particular transaction, which was declined. The attempt was
okay.
For $695, but it was declined. So.
Okay. So I won't be signed up for any subscriptions or anything like that then.
You shouldn't be, ma'am.
All right. That's what I wanted to do.
Based on what you might have orders you might have placed, but according to this right here, this shouldn't. It's declined, so they're not going to sign you up for anything that's declined.
Okay. Well, thank you for your help.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support.
All right. Bye-bye.